program, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. To the phones, we go back to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're going to explain to us something about safe deposit boxes and perhaps that they aren't as safe as people might think?
As far as storing cash in them, the cash itself isn't on the books anywhere. It doesn't show up on any computer searches or any kind of records. There's no record of how much cash there was in there on any given day or when any of it got put in there or when any of it got taken out.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have that advantage. But the other thing is, I guess I was trying to bring up, let's say you and I get out of jail the same day, we go down to the day labor hall the same day, the same time, and sign in and get sent out to do the same job, okay? So everything is equal here, and then the boss comes around and says there's overtime if you want it. You take the overtime, and I turn it down, okay? Mm-hmm. I get paid less than you do. Hey,
how funny
how that works. And you save up your money, and I bring my money down to the bar. Who would believe a job harvesting Christmas trees would be temporary? I never would have thought of that. Okay, the job is over. Now I go down to the welfare office, and, hey, I get food stamps, I get handouts and everything because I'm poor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this country helps the poor, but you don't qualify because you're rich, see, and so you got to pay taxes to support me because I'm poor.
Yeah, you're poor at saving your money and your finances.
Calling people the poor and the rich, we often forget that this is how these things happen. Even if they started out everything equal, the way I illustrated.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it's choices that they made also play a major factor.
Absolutely.
In it,
I'm with you there. In fact, people shouldn't really be grouped into these classes. It's really it's a distraction. It's yet another kind of collectivist mode of thinking that even I am still guilty of this, to some extent. But you're right. I think it's been said, and I don't know if it was you, Mark, that said this, but if tomorrow all of a sudden the government was to take all of the wealth from everyone and then redistribute it evenly to sort of even the playing field, as some of the government people like to say, and just redistribute the wealth evenly to everyone. So everyone, you know, had $100,000. Within a week's time, the poor would be poor again, and the people that had a lot more wealth would have more wealth because of their habits and because of the choices that they make. Tom, thank you for the call tonight. You're absolutely right about that. 800-259-9231. If you don't know how to handle your money, you're destined to, not be living so comfy.
Yeah, even in prison where everything really is pretty egalitarian and equal, you're not allowed to have many, many things and, all that kind of stuff. Convicts, the enterprising ones, figure out ways to get to separate other convicts, the ones that want things,
mm-hmm.
From their money, whether it's whether it's illegal drugs that they have in there that they manage to get through, or whether it's selling shoe shining services. Can you believe the convicts care about having their boots shine? It's a huge issue. All kinds of different ways.
So, yeah, it's very important that you know how to handle money. That way you can hopefully live a more comfortable life later. I think what the problem is, a lot of people that have bad habits, they feel like they must have things now. They feel like they must have the widescreen plasma TV set now. They feel like they must have the leather couch now. They must have the fast car, the race car now.
Yeah.
And they're willing to put it on credit and pay it with their future labor, essentially.
I am a sucker for cars. I like, all different kinds of cars, fast ones, slow ones, pretty ones, all different things. But, one thing about cars that sure doesn't make any bit of difference is how fast they go.
Yeah.
Because you can't go fast with them.
Very rarely.
You can, I suppose, get some time on a track and,
right.
and take your car and try it out that way. But it'd probably be a heck of a lot cheaper than to rent a car to go on the track.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of driving your own. The fast cars do have a tendency to be the nicest looking ones. It's certainly the sportiest looking ones and
sure.
that kind of thing. And they're tempting, but you know, I've recently found that I truly love my wife and I have essentially traded cars. I purchased a little mommy mobile when she wrecked my convertible sports car. I purchased a mommy mobile, and that way, you know, we be able to carry things and all wheel drive and all that good stuff. Yeah, it's all wheel drive.
You consider that a mommy mobile? It's not. It's not like a minivan or anything.
It's what's the difference between it and a minivan?
I don't know. It's a little just looks a little more tough.
Okay, it's a tough looking minivan. It's an Element for those of you who wonder. It looks like the box that my Celica came in. But you know, and I got her car to drive around because I, you know, she's pregnant and now she has a baby. I don't want her driving around in her crap mobile, so I drive it. And it's you know, I used to look at it and sneer, watch the paint flake off of it and things. But I found a lot of liberation in this vehicle. You know, you care so little about it.
You own it outright, so that's nice.
Right.
That's liberating right there.
The one thing you have to worry about with it is the car is worth far more than it books for.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's wrecked, then I'm going to have to spend $2,000 for a car that the insurance company is going to give me $500 for.
Sure.
But, you know, whatever. In the process, big deal. It up my little driveway, which is out in the country. It climbs like a goat. You don't need anything else. It's got air conditioning. It's got a heater. It's got a radio, which, you know, works in both the speakers some of the time. What do you need?
Never in my life have I made a car payment. Never. I've always owned my vehicles, and I don't think I would ever have it any other way. It's such a level of freedom that it's just so nice, because so many people, I mean, their two biggest payments are mortgage and car payments.
Well, that's what they say, but your car payment doesn't pales in comparison to your tax payment. Your biggest payment is your house payment.
Sure.
Your second biggest payment is your tax payment.
Yeah, and that's true.
Yeah. And I wonder, you know, house payments, I feel like they're inflated by government costs, too.
Sure they are.
Like when you...
mandated building stuff, things like
that. Right, the mandated building stuff. Like, for instance, you have to build a septic tank to this specification and that specification. You have to have this many nails in every sheet of plywood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all kinds of rules. You know, your shingles can't blow off in 200-mile-an-hour winds. Just rule upon rule upon rule. And that makes it very difficult and expensive to build.
How about the permits, though? Just, you know, you don't, with the permit, you're not getting nails, you're not getting product.
No, you're just getting a piece of paper that says we're allowing you to do this.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, a new house costs a great deal of money because of all these things. So it drives up the costs of old houses because, look, you can either have this new house to live in or this old house.
Mm-hmm.
This old house, you know, artificially inflates this old house, which is, you know, a heap, you know, this junk pile you're living in. And, you know, it's nothing compared to the new one with all of its specifications. I mean, it's got enough insulation on it. You could shoot it to the moon if you wanted to.
We can live in these old houses.
You've got the old house. It's artificially inflated.
Yeah.
And if we didn't have the specifications on new houses, old houses wouldn't cost as much because the new houses
wouldn't cost
set
as much.
The marker.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know, people sort of feel like land itself is artificially inflated because of the building codes that go into new houses. Because, well, you can get, this is what it costs for an old house, and it sits on a piece of land, so that's a portion of that cost, and here's what we're offering it for. And I feel like it artificially drives up land and you know, old houses. I can't show this through some kind of, you know, huge economic paper. Somebody out there might be able to do that, but I don't know that it would convince anyone of anything, because the Caterpillar lobbyists, lobbyists for the, the
construction hardware,
the John Deere lobbyists and all those other people, the plumber lobbyists, all these people have lobbyists who go to the politicians and say, oh, hey, look, if you don't put enough insulation in the house, we're leaching energy. Come on. Insulation's the biggest scam out there. Well, it's not the biggest.
It must be, because my house has, like, none of it.
It's a big scam.
We're doing fine.
What's a deep freezer? How much is the insulation on a deep freezer?
Not so much.
R6. I'm required to put, like, R39 on my ceiling.
39 means bigger and thicker?
Yeah, it's significantly.
Yeah.
And the window is R2. Now, where is the heat leaching out of? Is it going out of the ceiling, which is R457, or is it going out of the window, which is, you know, a little better than having the damn thing open?
1-800-259.
Even with the double pane glasses, it's still only R2 on a window.
800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about spending habits or whatever's on your mind, also the latest on the Fundamentalist Church, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the moms are pretty upset about the way the state government people are treating their children. Plus, we'll take your calls as well. Mike in Illinois is on the line, and whatever you want to talk about goes. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features, by the way, include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, go and get them free right there on the front page of the website. Free for you, freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th, and at Porkfest, you'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Plus, you'll be able to listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize around the fire. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Looking forward to attending Porkfest this year. It'll be our second year, Mark, and we are expanding our coverage of the event by a whopping 200%, I think. Yeah. We're going to do 3 nights.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself at the it was one evening that we spent at Porkfest the last time. And Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, our main sponsor, and essentially the John Hancock of the Liberty Movement. He seems to be financing everything from Barry Cooper's NeverGetRated.com to
RidleyReport.com.
Free State Project. He's he's all over the place. He's going to be doing something special, providing things that make people happy. I don't know whether it's going to be beer or food or a combination of both. Or
I've heard it's both and more, actually.
Girls in bikinis?
Maybe.
You never know what
Julia's been talking. We'll see. She's got a nice little marijuana leaf bikini.
She'll do it for the money.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway.
But then again, you'd run around a bikini for the money.
You better believe it. Porkfest.com. All right, let's continue with the phone calls here. Mike in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was going to just respond to something Tom from New Hampshire said, but first I have a question for Mark.
Okay, sure.
Mark, what are you doing in talk radio, man?
What are you doing?
The reason I'm asking is because I heard you do a commercial for NotFatAnymore.com, and you sang a little jingle. And let me tell you something, man. You got the goods.
I can't sing.
You're saying he should be a jingle singer? Wait, are you suggesting he should be a professional jingle singer?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Just what I want to do, be a professional jingle singer.
just razzing you a little bit on that.
I'm going to grow my mullet out for the professional jingle singing.
There you go. NotFatAnymore.com.
It's a fun little jingle. I even caught Ian singing it one time, so that's why I decided to do it.
You wake him up on his couch, and he's, like, singing it in his sleep.
Yeah, Ian doesn't have a couch.
What do you sit on? We've got a futon now.
That's right. They've now built a living room there for a while. He didn't have anything.
Futons are nice. You know what else is nice? Those big round chairs you sink into.
Yeah.
You know, with the Papa Sun chairs? Those are...
You know what I used to like as a kid? I used to like the beanbag chairs. Those were fun.
Those are nice, too, when you're playing video games.
Right, but and then if they bust open, then it's sad. If you're a kid,
it's a mess.
Because it's like having your beanbag chair bleeding, and it's just
it's a huge mess, too. You got little foam balls all over your house, and you see them forever. They haunt you.
Yep, you got handfuls of beanbag balls trying to shove them back in. Tears streaming down your face.
Yeah, where did these come from? Oh, yeah, that beanbag chair from 5 years ago. Oh, yeah.
The nice thing about it is the kids throw up more often than adults do, and if you have a vinyl beanbag chair, you just wipe it right up.
Yeah, that's a good.
Oh, yeah.
So what else is on your mind tonight? Anything, sir?
Correct me if I misheard Tom. He was saying that safety deposit box was a good place to put your money because there's no record of how much is in there.
Well, he was saying essentially as a way to dodge any problems that the government might give you in the procuring of money, that if you want to give it to somebody, if the money's going to say go to for a college fund, you give it to that person, the daughter in his example, and then she can put it in a safe deposit box and there won't be any problems that way.
Well, I don't know about that because to me, common sense would tell me that who dictates the rules to the bank?
The government.
Okay, so they could come along anytime, change the rules, and what's the bank going to do? Are they going to respect your privacy, or are they going to do what?
No,
the
history of safe deposit boxes has been pretty pretty poor as far as your privacy and your ability to keep what's in there. If you're under investigation for anything from tax dodging to drug dealing, the government's going to come into your bank. They're going to ask to see your accounts and all the information they have on you, and the bank's going to say, well, not only does he have an account here, but he also has a safe deposit box. And the first thing they're going to do is they're going to make a beeline for the safe deposit box and see what's in there, and if they want to, they're going to take it. And I think I pointed that out, and he didn't rebut that. So I don't know if that was his point in calling in. I think that what he was saying that was that one of the perks about a safe deposit box is that they can't track the amounts you're taking out and putting in. And to that end, he is correct about that. But if you're doing something sensitive or if you're at all concerned with the government coming after your wealth, the safe deposit box at the bank is not somewhere you want to keep it.
Right. And I would suggest, actually, the safest place would be just get yourself a little handheld GPS, walk a couple miles out in the woods, and bury it somewhere. I mean, you're better off doing that than just about anything else, because who can you, in life, I mean, there's people you trust.
Yeah.
You know, and you can go that route. But if you're the type of person that doesn't feel like you can really trust anybody, you know.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that one.
I mean,
I'm for the people that you trust more so, because what concerns me about that is, and I own some woods, is disturbed ground. The enterprising person who decides, there's some disturbed ground here. And in New England, they walk around with these little metal detecting devices, and they feel like anything they find is theirs. It doesn't matter where they are.
Make sure it's paper money. Don't hide your gold coins in the ground then.
Well, another idea, of course, would be to diversify. I mean, it's what they say to do with investing. It should also, if you're really concerned about this sort of thing, it should be what you might want to do with your money. You may want to have some money in the bank, simply because sometimes you just have to write a check or you have to use your credit card or whatever, and it just makes paying some bills easier. But,
sure
you know, have a certain level at which you won't go higher then. And so you'll have just a core amount of money in the bank. The rest you can put in a safe in your house, or you can take, a special burial location and split some money out there. Or, you know, in addition to that, have a friend's house that you'll also have a safe at. I mean, if you trust them enough, to put some money there, you can go that far, or you can go a little further and, you know, pay them like a rental fee, as you would with the safe deposit box. Say, look, I'm going to pay you this rental fee for this square portion of your garage. I'm just going to put a safe here. We're going to bolt it down just to make sure it's just a little bit extra safe, because you never know if your friend is going to get robbed. You never know what will happen to your friend.
Right, that's kind of my point. Like, I wouldn't want to tell him. I would just assume, you know, aside from what Mark was saying about people walking around with metal detectors, I'm sure that's true. But in my area, I mean, I would feel safer just, like I said, taking a GPS out in the woods, burying it, and be done with it.
Very good.
You know, but
thanks for the tips, Mike. We appreciate it. And I like the GPS idea. That's an interesting twist on finding the location again.
Yeah, they do.
Because, five paces from the tree to the southwest can be a little difficult.
They do something like this.
Thank you for the call.
I think it's called global caching or GPS caching or something like that.
Geocaching.
Where, people, hikers, essentially, to give themselves extra reason to go hiking, they will go look for crap that's hidden around.
It's like a treasure hunt.
Yeah,
you GPS.
So people will put in extra things in the little Ziploc bag, like a Han Solo figure or a bumper sticker to a marijuana.
Who knows what? 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and I do like those GPS things too. They're cheap now. You can get one for less than $200 and
more gizmos to spend your money on.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, the features that I refer to include the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com, it's fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's FTL, LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. So we have been following the case of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, one of their sects in Texas. West Texas, where hundreds of children were removed from their home. I've seen the number. This one's reporting 416. I've seen 461, so someone somewhere transposed a couple numbers. Over 400 kids were taken away from their home and placed in government custody 11 days ago, which actually is actually about 12 days ago. So about 2 weeks ago is when this happened, and that's how long it's been since these kids have been away from their home.
And, you know, this compound could very easily be referred to as a city. And it seems strange to me that they can get one complaint call and then take the children away from everyone.
Yes.
Move everyone out. That just doesn't sound right to me.
It's quite an overreaction.
It's like somebody getting called, you know, I live in Keene, New Hampshire. It's like somebody getting a call here in Keene, New Hampshire on somebody getting beaten and they take all the kids away.
Right. Evacuate the whole town or something. Sure. So let me get to the story here. It's from the Associated Press. We're going to find out what the moms think, because in the first story that we read about this, it said that they had taken over 400 kids and that over 130 of the women in the compound left on their own volition. And the way it was written made it sound as though that these, you know, women were just waiting to run out the door, to burst out the door of the compound. And this was their moment to run into the sunshine and into freedom.
Yay!
And
liberty,
really,
liberty!
What I suggested was that was just the way it was written. It was written to make you think that. And what really was going on is that these ladies were going after their kids. I mean, would you want... I mean, Jack, you just had a son named Jack, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want the government goons to come over and take Jack and have Laura just sit in the house and say, oh, well... She would want to get up, and you would both want to get up and follow them wherever it would be that they were taking him. Now, in many cases, the government will threaten people. And
they better
say,
threaten me. They better threaten me very, very, very effectively.
They will say, you better not follow us or else. But in this case, they let the women come with their children, probably because they just didn't have enough government goons to take care of 400 kids. So it was probably in their best interest to let the moms come. And now they're pretty pissed. They've written a letter to Texas Governor Rick Perry, apparently... saying some of their children have become sick and even required hospitalization, as we mentioned, I think it was over the weekend, that they are coming down, some of them with chickenpox. And in the letter, a copy of which was obtained by the AP, the mothers from the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints also say their children are horrified by physical examinations they have undergone while in state custody. The mothers...
Sure, they're looking for rape. They're looking for evidence of rape. They need... Now that their witness isn't showing up, they need desperately to have evidence that
something was going on. Yeah.
They've done the right thing, so they're going to be poking these kids in places that you would not want your strangers looking at your kids.
The 416 children were rounded up and placed in temporary custody 11 days ago after a domestic violence hotline recorded a complaint from a 16-year-old girl. She said she was physically and sexually abused by her 50-year-old husband. So I find that interesting. I didn't realize it was recording at first. I had heard before that the phone call was to a hotline, but I had never heard that it was a recording. So that explains why they never got her name. They never got any information about her. So who's to say it wasn't one of the cops that has always wanted to get inside this compound, had his
it's even more
daughter
suspicious
or something like that call up this hotline in the middle of the night and leave a message about, I'm here in this FDLS compound and they're raping me. And there was actually no identification of this girl. They don't even know who they're looking for. So it's going to be very difficult for them to figure out which one of these young people it is. And you would think that if within the 400-plus children that they confiscated, if one of them was the girl, considering that she is now in government custody, she would feel safe to say, oh, it was me.
She did.
I called.
She trusted the government enough to call them for protection.
It's all very, very suspicious to me. And now the moms are pretty upset. In a one-page letter signed by three women who claim they represent others, says about 15 mothers were away from the property at the time their children were removed. The letter said, we were contacted.
They were away from the property? You mean they actually let their women go outdoors?
Yep, apparently so. We were contacted and told our homes had been raided, our children taken away with no explanation, and because of law enforcement blockade preventing entering or leaving the ranch, we were unable to get to our homes and had nowhere to go. As of Wednesday, April 9th, we have been permitted to return to our empty, ransacked homes, heartsick and lonely. Now, we know how the police treat drug dealers. And we know how the police treat anybody that they, anyone's house they go into, they ransack the place. They do not throw all the stuff out of the drawers and then gently place it all back in. They don't even place it back in.
Yeah, you get the impression these people don't know how to fold clothes.
They just destroy whatever it is they come in contact with, and you're left to put it all back together. That's what these women came back to. They came back after a few days of the police raiding their home. They came back to not only empty houses that had been ransacked by the police, but their children weren't there either.
Mm.
So just try to put yourself in their position and imagine how they must have felt. The mother said they went to Texas Governor Rick Perry to examine the conditions, or they want him to examine the conditions in which the removed children have been placed. The letter said, you would be appalled. Many of our children have become sick as a result of the conditions they've been placed in. Some have even had to be taken to the hospital. Our innocent children are continually being questioned on things they know nothing about.
It's sweet how these ladies really believe that the governor gives a damn about their situation.
Well, who else can they appeal to, Mark?
I don't know who they can appeal to, but...
The goons have their kids, and they're asking the head goon to do something about it. What else can they do? I mean, they're not going to conduct a raid against the police. We're not going to see the fundamentalist Jesus people suiting up and grabbing weapons and, storming the castle, so to speak. So this is all they've got.
Yeah.
And nor would I suggest that, because that would result in them being slaughtered.
It's not going to work, right. And you know the kids aren't going to be any better taken care of.
And it also is allowing them to get a little news coverage as well. So, you know, you send it to the governor, and at the same time, you alert the news media about it. Anyway, they say that their children are being questioned on things they know nothing about. The physical examinations were horrifying to them, and the exposure to these conditions is traumatizing them. I totally believe them. I mean, these kids have been plucked out of the world that they know and understand and have been placed in the world that they believe is the one of Satan and right. one of the Dark One.
I do not know or understand the world they come from, and I don't like the way it sounds. But, you know, this is how these kids are raised, and when you think about kids, they really don't understand things that well, you know, how the real world functions and all that stuff. So, you know, it's not going to be until they're early teens that they really even their minds begin to stretch out, and they wonder what the real world's like. And at that point, you know, I would encourage them, if they don't want to live there, to run away. And there are plenty of organizations that'll give them places to stay and that kind of thing. And I would say that the law should protect those kids' right to be free from that, if that's what they choose. But
the law's been sending them back.
When these young kids, you know, what are we supposed to do in this circumstance?
Let them stay with mom.
That's all you can do.
Asked about claims that the children were hospitalized, CPS, Child Protective Services spokes bureaucrat, said she'd not seen the letter and would have to review it before commenting.
Yep.
Officials have said...
We don't answer your question, citizen.
Well, they have admitted that about a dozen children had chicken pox. And by the way, they didn't have chicken pox when they took the kids. They broke out after they'd been confiscated and in custody for a few days. So why did that happen? Maybe it's because the kids were so upset, susceptible to disease, or because they had been cordoned off for society for so long. Therefore, it was much easier for them to get infected. Anyway, the officials would not admit whether or not the kids with the chickenpox had been hospitalized. A judge will decide this week whether the children will remain in state custody or return to their families. A little bit more on this story and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Please. Can these government people just leave these folks alone? If there are some allegations and you know who they're coming from, isolate that individual and the person that she's alleging did the crime. That should be about as far as this enforcement measure goes. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system, the wiki updates, and more. And if you like the show, then buy some stuff at the store. Go to store.freetalklive.com and get some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Everything from T-shirts to hats to hoodies and more. Store.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll learn how to get a free bumper sticker. No purchase required for that, by the way. Store.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which, if you've been paying attention to the news recently, you know that they've been making a lot, or there's been a lot of news about how the Texas state government has decided to raid one of their ranches, one of their pieces of property in West Texas, and confiscate over 400 children from their families, taking them away from their mothers and their fathers, and putting them in state custody after an allegation came out, which, you know, as far as I can tell, there's no way to even show that it really did come from the compound. Someone allegedly called a hotline, a domestic violence hotline, and recorded a complaint about being abused inside the fundamentalist sect.
Right. They didn't talk to anyone. They weren't asked any questions like, where's this coming from or anything like that.
And so the government said, ha, this is it. It's the moment we've been waiting for. We've been trying to take these people out for decades and trying to infiltrate their, they apparently had a man on the inside and everything. And so this was their opportunity. They went in. They destroyed their home.
Can you imagine
stole
how much
their kids.
You have to pay somebody to go into deep cover like this? I know that the movies and the television shows love to show people in deep cover, but can you imagine what it would take to financially motivate you to go deep cover? I mean, you have to give up your entire life. Forget girlfriends, forget wives, forget children, forget all that stuff.
Well, it may not be someone that's on payroll, Mark. It may be like an informant, so someone that is friendly to the police who has been in the
it
sect
may
and went and offered his services.
But then he's not deep cover. He's just a snitch.
Right. That might be what it is.
Or, you know, an informant or whatever it is that you wish to call the guy. But, you know, the Hollywood and television shows do love to show the guys in deep cover, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine what it costs? I can't even imagine what it would cost to send me off in deep cover someplace.
Yeah, you'd be a professional liar for a living. Anyway, so the government took 400 kids, about a dozen of them. They've admitted have broken out with some form of chicken pox, which they did not have before they were confiscated by the government. They are also,
so they're giving them communicable diseases.
Right, and now they've quarantined the kids that came down with the chickenpox. So imagine, number one, it would have been terrifying enough to these kids to have to go into the outside world because they're taught in their religion that the outside world is evil, that, you know, we've got our little inner sanctum here on the compound, and that's where you should stay if you want to go to heaven and all of that. And now the outside world has them in their clutches. And in addition to that, they're so scared and frightened and susceptible to things that they come down with chickenpox. Now the ones that have had chickenpox have been separated from their friends and are being treated who knows how in quarantine. And they're away from their
parents. I would hope that the medical professionals there are treating them very well and being very kind to these kids. But I'm sure that they're still just, an incredible amount of stress.
That has to be so frightening for them. And not only that, they're being questioned. They're being asked all kinds of prying questions from the police about what has been happening to them, their lives.
I'm sure they're told all kinds of terrible things about
their parents.
About
religion?
No. About what's going on with... Now you've stopped me.
Sorry.
They're probably told beforehand, you know, that the real world, they'll ply you with earthly things like, the things that you really love. And
candy.
Right. And they're being given candy and ice cream and things like that and just trying to be nice. And the Satan's very wicked. He speaks with a very smooth tongue, you know, and then the people are nice to them. And I'm sure that they must just really be messed up by this whole circumstance, and I feel terrible for these kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the moms have written the governor of the state in just to try to beg him to do something about it. Whether he's going to do something is another question. Apparently, there's going to be a judge that's going to decide whether the hundreds of children will remain in state custody or return to their families. Those hearings are scheduled for probably sometime today or tomorrow. And then, let's see, state officials enforced a judge's order to confiscate the cell phones of the women and children removed from the ranch because allegedly the call was made from a cell phone.
Now get this.
They have cell phones.
Hundreds of people live here.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent of a small town. And what is the difference between them going into a small town, taking all the cell phones from people, and taking their children? This is craziness.
Yeah, this is really quite a show of the police state that we live in.
You know, they all have a similar religion, and it's not the popular one that we think is makes more sense. But
apparently, you don't have freedom of religion in America anymore.
Right. I mean, what's the difference between their religion and Christianity when you start breaking things down? I mean, do they have some goofy beliefs? Well, yeah, but so do Christians when it comes down to it. You know, it takes a lot of faith to believe some of those stories.
The children are apparently being housed in San Angelo's historic Fort Concho. They're being housed in an old fort. Now, how exactly is that working out for them? That sounds kind of dank and musty and
it does. It sounds bad.
And also, they're being housed in the nearby Wells Fargo Pavilion. And about 140 women from the ranch are being allowed to stay with the children, though they are not in state custody. So they can apparently come and go.
So they can just take the kids.
They can't take their kids. Oh, well, the government has taken the kids. Right. On Saturday, five of the FLDS women staying at the fort told one of the newspapers in Salt Lake City that the temporary shelter is cramped, cots, cribs, and playpens are lined up side by side, and that many of the children are frightened. An FLDS member who told the AP his family members are among those inside the fort called the removal of the phones a punishment. He says there was nothing more than a retaliation of CPS to punish those who were disclosing what's really happening behind that wall of this concentration camp, said Don, who asked only his first name be used because of the upcoming custody hearings. So they've taken the phones away so in hopes that these women won't call.
People can't even speak out because they're afraid of losing their kids because of the upcoming custody hearing, is what he said. He is afraid to say what's going on because the CPS people will take it out on him. He knows that with 400 and something kids being confiscated, that they'll likely give quite a few of them back, but
how is this?
Does he want to be the one that's singled out? Who would?
How is this situation taking 400 kids out of their home and many of them away from their parents and putting them into state custody? How is it that anyone could argue that that is in some way preferable to or less tragic than a girl being allegedly molested? I'm not saying I don't want to diminish what happened to this girl if it really did happen.
Right, but there's been no trial.
There's no evidence whatsoever beyond one recorded phone call that anything has actually occurred. Is it really? Which one's more tragic to you? That 400 kids are being traumatized, or that one
seems more tragic to me. Yeah.
This is awful. This is terrible. People should be outraged by this, but instead, I bet the reaction of most Americans to this is just
good. Those people are nuts.
They're just probably either, yes, very pleased or very fascinated by the fact that they get to look inside the private lives of these individuals, which I find disgusting. There was a story at, I think it was on Drudge, that maybe it was ABC News, that suggested that, you know, for the first time, we can now get a look inside the compound. And I don't want to read it. It's none of my business what goes on inside their compound. This is like, you know, someone coming in and writing a room-by-room report of what goes on in my house.
It's a fascinating report on what goes on inside the home of an avowed libertarian.
Look, I'm all, you know, I kind of like...
What if they did this to Democrats?
Right.
What if they did this to Methodists?
Very disturbing stuff. We'll continue keeping you in the loop here as we learn more about what is going on here. But it's, so far, it looks like the government has absolutely nothing as far as evidence beyond one phone call from someone they don't even know who it is or where it actually came from. And
it's a dubious phone call, very, very dubious phone call.
They can't find the girl, and as a result, they've taken away the freedom of hundreds of young individuals and ruined families' lives who are living with... By all indications, the way they wanted to live. Let's continue here. Go to the phones. Talk to Ryan in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Two things. First, I want you to imagine you have a puppy.
Okay.
And that you beat the crap out of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, if that puppy keeps coming back to you because you're its source of food, is it still wrong to beat the puppy?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if that you beat that puppy so much that it thinks it's normal, and when you get home from work every day, it runs up to you ready to get beaten, is it still wrong to beat the puppy?
It sounds like a pretty rare circumstance to me. I mean, I think the puppy would likely react, that it would cower from you.
I'm talking in hypothetical.
Okay, if the dog runs up to me, runs up to me to be beaten, what was the question?
Is it still wrong to beat the puppy?
It's wrong to beat the puppy.
Okay. So you cannot say that just because these kids are used to the abuse and think it's normal, that it's okay.
I'd like you to define what you mean by abuse here in a moment. We'll hold you through to hour three if you don't mind. 800-259-9231. Is it abuse to raise kids in a way that you disagree with? Because it sounds to me like that's all they're doing. They just have a different value set. They have a different belief system. Is that necessarily abuse? I don't know about that. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. Hour three is on the way. Plus, the latest on the border wall. We'll check in and see how that's working out. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
It's progressive.